And Wayne, I hope you're doing really well this morning. Good to hear from you, as always.
Hey, listen, buddy, I got a dandy of a word today. Here is a word that I think fairly accurately describes both you and La Nikki. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The word of the day is winsome. Winsome. W, as in the first of your call letters there, ladies and gentlemen. W-I-N-S-O-M-E. Winsome. W-I-N-S-O-M-E. Now, you tell me, listeners of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, et cetera, does a description such as the following not fit both Nikki and Ron? Generally pleasing and engaging, often because of a childlike charm and innocence, cheerful and lighthearted. That's winsome.
I just like to call us immature, but that's okay.
Yeah, me too, Wayne. I thought you were talking about.
Notice.
I thought you were talking about win some, lose some.
Notice how Nikki picks up on the dark side just immediately. Just you know.
It's weird.
Good old Nikki the pessimist. So there's an exception to your winsomeness, I suppose. Winsome, W-I-N-S-O-M-E. It is an adjective. Pleasing, engaging, often possessing a childlike sense of innocence and charm. Cheerful and lighthearted. Oh, my goodness. That is the two of you to a T, I would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, really. Yeah.
And if not to a T, then to a W, a C, or an H, or an L. You take your pick.
There you go. We'll go with that.
Wayne, you are an amazing guy, and you come up with some amazing theories.
You are full of double bleep and double bleep. But Ron, I appreciate it. We talk a certain language, don't we? All right. Hey, go Heels, guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you in the morning.